Yep, it's 11:52. John Beattie is here just before 12. Bit of a theme going here, and probably not something that many of us want to think about a lot, but writer Margareta Magnusson has written about it being our duty to death clean, to spare our loved ones the pain of sorting through our lifetime collection of junk. She says, you know, really you should be looking at that while you're still relatively fit and healthy. Certainly by the age of 65, you should be looking around your house at all the clutter that you have accumulated, and most of us have over the years, and think, well, do you know what, this isn't particularly fair to be leaving this to children or younger generations, and so do the job yourself. We've got with us Jane Duncan Rogers, who is the founder of Before I Go Solutions, which gives you a bit of a clue, and also Aggie McKenzie, decluttering expert, presenter of Storage Holders. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Jane, explain a little bit about Before I Go Solutions.
Well, it took off after my husband died, which was 6 years ago, and I wrote a book about it, Gifted by Grief, and one of the chapters in that book was about the questions that I had asked him before he died. And these were all very practical questions, and one of them was specifically to do with decluttering or desk cleaning, which was, are there any particular things that you have of value, not financial value, but things that are precious to you that you would like to go to particular people after you die. And so I ended up with a list of these things. There was about 10 or 12 of them. And when people read about this in the book, they started to contact me and said, I really want to answer these questions as well. And so Before I Go Solutions was born out of that. What we do is we help people create good end-of-life plans, and there's six elements to a good end-of-life plan, and one of them is the household stuff, the decluttering, the thinking about how the household works and what you can do in advance before you even think about needing it, that is going to help people, your family or friends that are left behind.
How far in advance?
Well, actually, it could be any, I would say any time from 18 onwards, but frankly, when we're 18, we don't usually think about this sort of thing. But I would still be encouraging people, and I think Margareta is right when she says from 60, 65 onwards, because at that time, people are probably dealing anyway with aging parents and having to perhaps consider the fact that they are going to have to sort out all their parents' junk. Junk, that's a little bit of a pejorative word.
Yeah, I think we know.
Precious belongings.
Possessions.
And, you know, if the parents don't deal with it, somebody is going to have to deal with it, and that person is likely to be a child. So the more that you can think about this when there's plenty of time, hopefully, and you can do it a little bit by little bit, the better. It works for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Aggie, I mean, decluttering is your passion, but generally throughout life, but it adds a different kind of twist when you're doing it with a purpose. You know, i.e. to sort of save your children from clearing out your possessions.
Yes.
Is it a bit morbid?
No, I don't think it is at all morbid. I think, you know, in Scandinavian countries and other parts of the world, people are aware of their mortality. Mm. And in the UK, we all go around with our heads in the sand. It's not going to happen to me. And it's just an unrealistic way of approaching things. And I think that this idea of death cleaning, it's like an extension of tidying up after yourself. We're all taught as children to clear up after ourselves, and also we teach, well, hopefully our kids to do the same. So why shouldn't we be doing that as adults in later life? You know, mopping things up and making things easier for those that are left behind. It's only kind of very civil, really, and selfless. And, you know, I think it is very selfish to, you know, just to know that you're going to be dying at some point and then leaving all this mess for somebody else to sort out.
Have you done it?
Have I done it? Actually, I live in a very minimalist way. It's actually kind of slightly clinical. I moved house about a year ago and I got rid of everything. One thing that I need to do, and that I'm sort of conscious of, is because I know that can be a complete headache for, you know, particularly if you die suddenly, if you're knocked down or you just have a heart attack, or, you know, if you die suddenly, and then, you know, there's an awful lot of problems to unravel for people unless you leave specific instructions and lots of information for people, because we all have this massive digital footprint now, and that's a whole other issue, isn't it?
It's like renting out your house and you leave a list of nearby restaurants, but in this instance, it's kind of different. Have you done it then, Jane?
Oh, yes, of course I've done it. I'm not absolutely 100% perfect. There are one or two things that I need to update, but I couldn't be teaching what I'm doing with the courses that I offer unless I had done it myself. I would be completely out of integrity. But one thing I have found that is, it is a lot easier to do this stuff when other people are doing it at the same time, and that's why we offer courses to help people do it. And actually, to tell you the truth, Aggie said, you know, it's not morbid. Mm. Well, we fear that it is morbid, but I discovered when I was talking with my husband about this that it was one of the most loving and connected and warm and close things to do. Okay. I would never have imagined that. Neither of us wanted to do it. We were being encouraged by a friend.
Jane, we're out of time, unfortunately. Fascinating subject, but thankfully you have left us on a more positive note than I thought we might. So I thank you for that, Jane Duncan-Rogers and Aggie McKenzie. Right, handing you over to John.